Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Friday, July 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Friday.
Spooky, 13th. Baby, spooky. Let me tell you something, man. This is the dog days of summer. I'm going to be barking all day long. We got a ton to get into here in the Friday edition. Of course, getting ready for a full weekend. Braves, Zona later on tonight, 7:35. Sanchez and Godley. You got the Atlanta United game coming up against the Seattle Sounders on Sunday. You got the World Cup between Croatia and France. And, of course, that third-place game as well. You got the NBA Summer League going on. We got Linsanity. It's back, and this time it's in Atlanta. That goes down late last night, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. We'll talk about that. All-Star break coming up also today marks 50 days till kickoff of the first full weekend of college football, with SEC Media Days kicking off on Monday from the Hall of Fame and also the ACC Media Days. And on top of all that stuff, we got the Wimbledon Finals coming up this weekend. Big partner, he's Hugh Douglas at Big Hugh 53. I'm Tony Curry in for John Fricke at Tone the Bone 37. And today we broadcast live at one of our favorite places, Racetrack in Acworth. Tell everybody about it, big guy.
Racetrack, yes. This one's really, really packed. It's way out here in Acworth, the Georgia. We're having a great time speaking to all the great people. We have coffee. I know coffee is big. Last time we were here, we're not at this racetrack, but we were out this way. We were giving away pizza. But we got coffee, people. We have coupons for free coffee. Mm-hmm. And what does this coupon say? It says, Wintastic Rewards, free small coffee. So come by, say hi to us, and get this free small coffee.
You may need a degree to figure that out. I think I got me a little mix of Colombian, Guatemalan, and Acworth.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And it grinds the beans up while you're doing it.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
I'm pushing buttons and things are flying out and things are sucking and ebbing and flowing. And
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, every time I come to the racetrack, I haven't done it yet, but I have to get the fountain drinks because it's like a rite of passage for me. It's like, you know, certain places you go where you have to get certain things. Like when I go to the movies, every time I go to the movies,
sure,
I have to get popcorn and a soda. When I come to the racetrack, I got to get the big soda. I got to get the big soda.
Now, do you use a cup or do you stick your head underneath it?
No, I don't. I don't stick my head underneath it. But if you see some people come in, you'll see them. Because I guess you could use the same cup that you've had. They have their favorite big cup. And they'll come in and they will fill their cup up with their favorite tasty beverage. And they'll go to work. So shout out to everybody that has their favorite cup that they keep in the car. They'll stop at the racetrack and, get their big gulp or whatever it is they call it. And enjoy that for the morning.
Yeah, come on by and check out the deals. John and you here broadcasting live till 10 o'clock. The parking lot is absolutely full. It's great to be outside the cage, too. It feels good. Kind of lathered up a little bit. You get the towel up. You're feeling good. The Wintastic Rewards
program.
It's going
to get warm, though.
I know. It runs through September. That's why I asked you last night. I said, are we inside or outside? Because I ain't wearing pants.
No, and Wendy's like,
be outside.
Wendy's like, high five. No, I don't like to sweat too much, man, because, boy, it's hot. Yeah, I'm about to melt like a candy bar. Out here in this hot heat.
Dude, it's 6:10 in the morning, man. I mean, if we're hurting now, we're in some trouble.
Oh, it's about to get real. It's about to get real.
You're not one of these cats that runs the car back and forth between breaks, right, turns the AC on, right? You can run inside.
I won't do that, but that's a thought. It's definitely a thought. I park right there.
Sit in the beer cooler, man.
I could go on the racetrack. They keep the AC on chill.
I see how you are on your Dodge Ram. You sit there right there in the front row, don't you?
You know what? I'm supposed to move it because I know our producer, he doesn't like it sitting there. So, you know, he's being a little.
Well, the fact you called me on the way in and told me to bring out my orange cone to set it up right there by the to make sure no one take your parking spot, I was like totally cool with that. Customers buying a qualifying beverage or food item, they can scan the newly updated Racetrack app for 1 in 3 chances to win up to 20 deals on drink and food items. We hope the excitement of potential wins will keep our guests coming back, and they will. And, again, I pulled up this morning. around 5:15, and I mean, I couldn't even find a pump yet. Hold on, buddy, don't back up. There you go. Couldn't even find a pump yet. I mean, it's rocking out here, so come check us out. A ton to get into tonight. Let's start with the Braves. And, of course, Arizona last night. Philadelphia gets it done, so the Braves now in second place by a whisker right now. They'll try to take that back over again tonight with a three-game series against a team that was also in first place until last night. And now the L.A. Dodgers, of course, own that first place spot for the first time in about 63 days. What do you see later on tonight? Anibal Sanchez going against Godley. Should be a nice little series, a three-game series. Take two out of three, take it to the house, enjoy some time off, and get ready for the second half.
Right? Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to get ready to take this game tonight. Got the All-Star break coming up, man. You know, and I love it, though, man, because right now, you know, the MLB race is heating up in NL East, and everybody's getting excited about it, and the Washington Nationals, they're still lurking. Yep. They've had some injuries. Bryce Harper got off the schneid a little bit last night.
It's a long one.
So they're still lurking. So I love it. I love the fact that the Braves and the Phillies are going after it, and you still have the Washington Nationals that are lurking in the background.
I think five and a half back is a good – I think lurking is the perfect term for that. You were trying to throw me some crap yesterday about this home run thing, and I went online last night for about an hour and a half trying to find out what exactly happens after the All-Star break with these guys that actually get in the home run derby, and of course Freeman will be in that, and I could not find any way to refute your claims. The one thing I can say, and there was something from Forbes magazine about it being a big old hooey, and of course today being Friday the 13th, everyone's kind of freaking out with superstitious triskaidekaphobia and all that other garbage too. The thing is last night Boston wins their 10th straight game. They've won 66 games before the break. That's
yes.
More. That's more than the San Francisco Giants won all of last year in the entire season. It is a Major League Baseball record. And I'm thinking to myself, how's that possible? What we have to realize is it's not half and half. It is the midsummer break.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about playing anywhere between 91, 92, 93, maybe 95 games. And so most teams do have slightly less than around 70, 75 games in the second half. So the number is going to be skewed. But I do have a very interesting number I'll throw at you. 34 winners in the home run derby, right? 34.
Yes.
How many of those 34 do you think actually hit less homers in the second half of the season than they did in the first?
All 34.
I was going to get to that far, man. Come on. Actually, 11.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I mean, you're talking 11 guys actually hit. I'm sorry, 11 guys hit more, the same number or more homers than they did in the first half. And again, you also got some cats who maybe came in to the All-Star break with only 12 or 13 dingers, just because they're known as home run hitters. Maybe they just particularly weren't having a great first half of the season. They were batting well, and people wanted to see them on that major stage, and they ended up hitting more home runs in the second half. But I thought that was very interesting, and there were at least seven guys who had single-digit homers in the second half. So there's something to your claim that it messes up your swing.
You know what? That's but I thought about something that Grant McCauley said yesterday. He was saying in batting practice that Freddie Freeman – that is not what he does. He's not out there trying to hit dingers. He's just out there trying to hit line drives. I think he said to the right field or something. He was saying he said he's not even trying to pull the ball. So I think that goes to his credit. I'm not as worried about it as I once was, because that's not what he tries to do. So, you know, if you got somebody that's throwing the ball straight down the middle for you, that's a little bit different for him. It's not like he's out there trying to hit home runs every time that he's up at bat.
And listen, I know Bryce Harper. He's been around long enough that the pressure shouldn't get to him, but I can't help but think he's going to have some butterflies, right? I
mean, yeah, it's in his hometown.
I mean, it's his hometown.
It's in his hometown.
He's batting under 200 the last 63 games of the season. I mean, the guy's obviously going to want to put on a good show. This was his All-Star game. When he signed with Washington, he went to Washington, knew that All-Star game was coming. Everyone, you knew he was going to make the roster regardless. He could have been batting under the Mendoza line the entire season. The guy was going to be part of that team, and I can't help but say, obviously, I'm rooting for Freddie Freeman, but I want to see Bryce put up a good bout. I think it's going to be a great first round.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Freddie too, man, especially, you know, you got the Nationals and the Braves, and, you know, the Nationals are still lurking. You got them after the All-Star break. You have the Nationals. I want to see Freddie Freeman go out there and handle his business against Bryce Harper. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be hyped about it, too.
We got a ton of other stuff to get into. Hugh Douglas at Big Hugh 53. Tony Curry in for John Fricke at Tone the Bone 37. Some great news about Terrell Owens in the Hall of Fame. He snubbed them. Now it's kind of like they're snubbing him back.
Petty.
It really is petty, but don't you love it?
I
love it.
I'm petty. I want to put that out there first. I want to put that out there first.
You're not petty, man.
I'm super petty. But this, I think this is ridiculous. The man is not dead. And they compared it to, you know, how when they
he's dead to them.
Yes, basically. Basically, that's what I was about to say. But they compared it to how they handle players that go into the Hall of Fame that are passed. And you know, some we've had some that their family members, you know, do their speech or whatever. But they're going to basically handle him. They're not going to even mention his name. You know, they're going to do it. They're not going to show any highlights or anything. I just thought that was a little much. I thought that was a little petty. That was super petty.
No, and I think for T.O., and I heard the funny story, several people saying that he actually was disappointed that he actually made it in as a third attempt because he wanted to be able to bitch and moan that he didn't make it in again after his first two snubs. Mm-hmm. This just keeps T.O.'s name out there. I think he's probably digging on it. He's still they're going to mail him the jacket. He'll still be part of it. And whenever he's part of any festivities that center around that, his name will certainly be a big part of that. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's pretty funny. Also, the technical director and vice president of Atlanta United also going to join the show a little bit later on,
Carlos Bocanegra.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And, of course, a monster game this weekend against Seattle, who's 4-9-4 on the season. Atlanta United, 12-4, having a fantastic season. What do you expect coming up on Sunday? And, of course, they'll have that Halo thing going on where people can actually watch the World Cup coming up on Sunday as well. It's going to be a monster.
But you got the Seattle Sounders. You're playing against Seattle Sounders. I think their record is 4-4-9. The biggest thing that I worry about going into this one, Tone, is that you come off that monster win against the Philadelphia Union, and you're playing a team that on paper you should beat. They've had a rough season. I don't want any mental lapses, no mental letdowns. And not only that, shout out to all the people that were sending tweets and excited about the new midfielder that came to town. I think did he get in here yesterday? It was Eric Remini. I know that a lot of people were at the airport waiting to see, or there were reports that he was flying in yesterday. And a lot of people were excited about that. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, the Atlanta United excited about that. I'm pretty sure Carlos Bocanegra is also excited about that. It's an exciting time to be a soccer fan in Atlanta, man. I'm telling you. I was online last night, and I was doing my little soccer prep or whatever. And on Atlanta United's page, they talked about how it has impacted Atlanta United, how Atlanta United has impacted the African-American culture here in Atlanta. And they were talking about how they tapped into this culture of soccer that nobody even knew existed. And you see that every week that you go to the soccer game. So it's pretty big. And I'm pretty sure that all the Atlanta United fans are excited about this.
You know, people realize, too, that we do have layovers, right? I mean, we have layovers. Whenever you see somebody in an airport, next thing you know, Pac-Man Jones can be part of the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah, Pac-Man Jones still nice.
Come
with
on,
hands,
man. I mean, no.
He was nice with them hands.
He was good. Especially when you're laying on the ground like a possum with your legs up kicking. Yeah, he'll get after it. All right, so we're here at the racetrack in Acworth. Highway 92, come check us out. The Wintastic Rewards Program running now through September 4th. When customers buy a qualifying beverage, you heard Big Hugh talk about it. Get yourself a free coffee this morning that can scan the newly updated racetrack app for 1 in 3 chance to win up to 20 deals on drink and food items. The excitement is blistering around here, so come check us out. The place is packed up as well. Coming up here next is the Linsanity worthy of the talk. I will say why the numbers aren't as good as they should be, but right now it is time for our CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at the racetrack in Acworth.
Game.
Here we go.
He jams.
They score! And it is good.
Our Atlanta Hawks, United, and Falcons play here because the game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We have busted out for the morning here, broadcasting live racetrack in Acworth. Highway 92 will be broadcast about 10 o'clock this morning. The Wintastic Rewards Program is going all over through September. When customers buy a qualifying beverage or a food item, you can scan the newly updated racetrack app for 1 in 3 chance to win up to 20 deals on drinks and food items. And we're giving away some small coffee this morning, big guy. So make sure you stop by and grab yourself a hot cup of Java. You got Guatemalan, you got Colombian, you got the fresh brew stuff. They got all kinds of great things you can add to it. So check it out here at the racetrack. Lots of NFL news to get into. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Kellen Winslow. Sad news again. It's been a crazy, weird, strange, horrible week for the National Football League of protecting that shield. LeSean McCoy, the 911 call released yesterday. We also have some interesting news about T.O. We'll get from Big Hugh coming up at 7:20. But the news last night breaking that Jeremy Lin, the Linsanity, is back in Atlanta. You're talking about a guy who's pretty much been a journeyman. He hasn't been in the league an extremely long time. And, of course, we all remember that 2011-2012 campaign with the New York Knicks when Linsanity was just absolutely on fire. Brooklyn, Charlotte, Lakers, Houston, Golden State, he got his start. And then, of course, with the Knicks. And you were looking back on some of his stats. He's been really, really consistent.
He's been a pretty decent player. He's played for 6 teams in his 8-year career. Atlanta would be his 7th team. He's averaged about 12 points a game for his career. and he has about 4.5 career assists, which isn't it's not Russell Westbrook numbers. It's not that. It's kind of half of that, but it's a pretty decent career, and he's going to count when you look at the money that the Atlanta Hawks are taking on. He's going to count like $13 million against the salary cap this year. And you look at Dennis Schroeder's salary. Dennis is making about what did it say? It was like $15 million a year. I wonder if this is like one of those things where Travis Slink was talking about a salary dump or taking on different contracts in order to package him some or something. I don't know. This is one of those things that when you look at it on the surface, I can see Jeremy Lin coming in here and spelling Trae Young, mm-hmm. and them just eventually trying to move Dennis Schroeder. I can see that. You know, you're saving about if you move Dennis Schroeder's contract, saving what, about $2 million in salary. I can see something like that. I mean, when you look at the Dennis Schroeder's contract and Jeremy Lin's contract, Jeremy's is a little bit more favorable. So yeah, I think that they're looking to try to move on from Dennis Schroeder.
Do you remember how hot that Linsanity was? I mean, it was
yes,
crazy.
I do.
And I remember being on and talking about it. I said, listen, I mean, it's a great story. He came from a couple parents who were only 5'5" and 5'6" respectively. We know that he grew up in some poor conditions until he got that big nut there with the New York Knicks. After, of course, he had that fantastic season. He was sleeping in someone's floor for a little while.
Yes. I mean,
it was just a great story. It was a great story. And certainly his lineage and everyone was just, I mean, the Linsanity was hot. And then it seemed like night in and night out, he was going for 27, 32, making three-pointers. And I remember the 90-87 game that he had with the Knicks, one of the first times that he actually played full. But, I mean, he's banged up last year, only played one game, popped 18 points, and hasn't played since. But, I mean, he does bring some excitement, right? We talk about Trae Young. What's so exciting about him, watching him in the first half of the season with Oklahoma last season, putting up some wonderful numbers, got a chance to actually watch him play at Alabama at Coleman Coliseum, and then they held him to 11 points in the ballgame. They're like, where's this guy that's supposed to take it to the next level? But he's exciting. He's fun. He's learning on his feet. And Jeremy Lin may be that one journeyman. You mentioned six squads in 8 years. Maybe that one guy that's got a little veteran leadership to kind of come in.
They're
those
trying
two
to help
guys
him out.
Hook up.
And
yeah.
then not only that, you know, if Jeremy Lin comes in here, where he is coming in here, you know that he is not going to be a threat to Trae Young. He's not going to be a threat to him. I honestly think that, and I know that a lot of people feel like, you know, Dennis Schroeder, if he's going to be here, he's going to be the starter. Dennis Schroeder is not going to be the starter. I think if he's here, that's a toxic situation to have because Dennis Schroeder is a guy that needs to have the ball in his hands. I think that with Jeremy Lin here, Jeremy's going to know his role. He's going to know that he's basically a teacher, and he's going to be a guy that's going to spell Trae Young when he's not on the court.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting, too, when you're talking about a guy that everyone really loves. Why has he moved around so much? Why is that? I mean, you tell me as a former NFL player, man. I mean, you want to hunker down somewhere, and it's difficult to uproot your entire family and move. The guy's been all over the place now, seven squads in 8 years. What does that mean anything, or am I looking too much into that?
No, I mean, he's making a pretty good living for himself. He's a little bit of a journeyman. I know that most guys would want to stay in one place their whole career. Sometimes it just doesn't work out like that. Sometimes it's you're that guy that you feel a need for a short period of time, and then when somebody else comes along or somebody else gets healthy, then it's time for you to move on. But the good thing about it is he's been able to have steady employment so far for 8 seasons. You know, like I talked about earlier, 6 teams, 8 seasons, he's been able to have steady employment and put together for himself a pretty good career in the NBA.
And I'd be interested to hear from Hawks fans this morning. You can go at 92.9 The Game on Twitter and tell us what your thoughts are. Is this something that's exciting to you? I mean, I think it was big news. We saw it late last night. This morning, I'm like, okay, this is going to be the number one story here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow morning. I think it's worthy. He's still got some left in the tank. Was he 29 years of age?
Yes.
And while we're talking about the bulk of free agency and certainly the LeBron James move to the Lakers, obviously the biggest story of the offseason, I think this is a nice little story here. And despite the fact the Atlanta Hawks haven't done as well as people would like to see them do, I do think this is a step in the right move.
This is a rebuilding process. Yeah. Everybody knows that we're just getting used to that fact because we're not that far removed from a 60-win season. And now with all the different pieces that are gone from this team now, you're looking at it and you're in rebuild mode. I know nobody likes to call it rebuild mode, but that's what we're in right now. And with Trae Young being the young point guard, the young starting point guard, there's going to be growing pains just like it was in the summer league. You know, he had a rough start at the summer league. Still has an NBA season that he has to deal with. So this is what we're going to have to go through. Whether we like it or not, this is what we're left with right now. We got a bunch of young guns that we have to give them time to grow immature as professionals.
But you have to think about what this move is going to mean for Dennis Schroeder. If the Hawks already have a team in mind, if a team wants to take on Dennis Schroeder's salary, you think bringing in a player like Jeremy Lin, especially taking on his salary, that, yes, they already have a partner for Dennis Schroeder. I know it's just being reported right now, but it's going to be interesting to see in how Dennis feels about the move and how Hawks fans are feeling about Dennis even being moved out, because Dennis is not a bad player. I mean, Dennis, when he turns it on, he's great. I mean, when he turns it off, it's not great. And obviously he's expressed his desire not to be an Atlanta Hawk, and there's been reports all offseason that he could potentially be moved to the Pelicans. It's just going to be interesting to see what moves the Hawks still make after this.
This is true. This is true. Dennis has made it clear that he would like to play somewhere else. And I just remember during the season, Steve Holman, for the love of God. I forgot what Dennis did, but that was one of the
air
greatest.
Airball by Dennis Schroeder.
he said, for the love of God. And that's what it has been with Dennis Schroeder. It's like some nights you look at Dennis Schroeder and you look at him and think that he is the future of the Atlanta Hawks. And then some nights you're like, what the heck is this young man out there on the court doing?
Well, you remember when Travis Schlenk first came to Atlanta. I mean, Dennis Schroeder was definitely going to be a part of the future moving forward. And it's just interesting to see that he obviously, or it appears to be right now, it's being reported that he may not be part of the Hawks' future.
Yeah, it looks like they're about to move on from that situation.
Atlanta sending Brooklyn a 2020 second-round pick via Portland, the rights of Isaiah, according to Aaron. Of course, the league's source is also reporting according to your 2016 second-round pick, who has remained overseas. The Nets will send the Hawks a 2025 second-round pick and the right to swap picks with the Nets in 2023. For now, Lin will join the number 5 overall pick, Trae Young, you mentioned earlier, and Dennis Schroeder in the Hawks' backcourt. Of course, the deal could probably expedite that trade a little bit later on this summer. So we'll find out, and they'll absorb Lin's $12.5 million expiring contract into their salary cap space. You talk about a guy who's moved around quite a bit. Yeah, $12 million a year. It's not max money.
That's a pretty nice living, though. I mean, he's not like – Jeremy Lin's not missing any meals. He's not sleeping on anybody's floor or eating ramen noodles. He's not doing that unless he wants to. I like ramen noodles, though, and I will eat them every now and then. I mean, I will.
I hear you. We're broadcasting live from the racetrack out here in Ackworth. They got some fantastic deals. The Wintastic Rewards Program running now through September 4th, pretty much the rest of the summer. When customers buy a qualifying beverage or food item, they can scan the newly updated racetrack app for 1 in 3 chances to win up to 20 deals on a drink and food items. Of course, the excitement of this potential wins keeps all kinds of guests. And, man, the place has been like a revolving door left and right. We've had everything from garbage trucks to people going to work, stopping by, and there's a lot of fans of Hugh Douglas stopping by this morning.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to the people that work real jobs. Every time we come out here, we have to give them a shout out because we know you get up on that grind early in the morning to go to that job where you have to wear pants and be outside all day. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you and what you do. The construction workers, the people that have to lift and put that funky, stinky garbage in the garbage trucks and have to call that funky, stinky garbage all day, that when it's really, really hot outside. The people that work outside, the people that, the landscapers, mm-hmm. the people that do all that. I mean, shout out to you this morning, man. The police officers, everybody. Just gave everybody a shout out this morning for the job that you do. Great job in this hot weather.
We got the Wendy Zone coming up here in just about 8 or 9 minutes. I wanted to ask you, too. Of course, it is Friday, July 13th. Seems like we've had a lot more of these over the last couple of years on Friday, the July 13th. Any superstitions with you? I know a lot of people are like, I don't deal with it unless something bad happens on that particular day. But as a player, I know players had all kinds of superstitions. And maybe it wasn't something you thought about. You just realized you won your last 3 games with the same pair of underwear on.
You know, only superstition I had, I would always like to take a shower before I played. Like, and put cologne on.
That's just being clean.
Yeah, but I put cologne on knowing that I'm about to play a football game. It's just a habit. I even got razzed a little bit here on the morning show all the time for having, like, overspraying cologne in the morning. But it's just a habit. I just like to be clean. And before I would play football, I would always, like, you know, just put cologne on and get all lathered up, and, like, put my lotions on and stuff.
Did a lot of guys take showers before they played?
I don't know. It's not like I shower with a whole lot of guys before the game, but I'm assuming that everybody has their own ritual that they like to do. I remember a teammate of mine, Al Harris, used to lay his outfit out on the ground, like the shoes, the socks, the pants, the jersey, and then the shoulder pads on top of that. And he would take a picture of his outfit before the game.
Well, that's just being prepared, man.
No, but that's how he did it. That's how he did it because he was proud of the fact – he was proud of the way he put his uniform on.
I think my mama would probably still be laying my clothes out. She would a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate it, too.
My wife used to do that for me when I used to have to put on real clothes. Yeah, she used to do that for me.
All right, Wendy, give us a little tease on what's going on with the Wendy's on air next. Do we got any ideas where we're going here?
Well, today is National Friday, so we're definitely going to discuss – the best fries of all time. And then Twitter is purging fake accounts. I will let you know what celebrities lost millions of followers last night.
Coming up here next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're broadcasting live from the racetrack out here in Acworth. And again, the Wintastic Rewards Program runs all the way through September 4th. And customers buying qualifying beverages and food items, they can scan that newly updated racetrack app for 1 in 3 chance to win even more prizes. Free small coffee this morning. Come check us out at the racetrack in Acworth with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, today is a very important day because I'm a big fan of food, and so today is going to be one of my favorite days. It is National Friday, and this is going to cause a lot of controversy because we all don't agree on the best fries. But I did put up a Vision Computer poll at 929 The Game, and these aren't necessarily my faves, but they are ranked. So go to at 929 The Game. You can vote which fast food place has the best fries. Is it McDonald's, Arby's, Five Guys, or Chick-fil-A? So Vision Computer, where an average hold time is 15 minutes. So right now, an early lead is 47%. Now, I did my top five this morning because obviously I'm a giant fan of food. Number one for me is Checkers. Number two, McDonald's. Three, Arby's. Four, Chick-fil-A. Five, Wendy's.
You doing the curly thing there at Arby's?
Oh, the curly fries.
I do tater cakes so there. Good. Let me ask you this. Outside of just talking about a particular restaurant, give me, is it crinkle? Is it shoestring? Is it steak?
Steak fries are not fries. Those are giant potatoes.
Well, she jumped in quick.
If it's fried.
Continue on, Hugh. You may answer the question.
No, I'm just saying, and the way she looked at me, like, if you say anything different, it's going to be a problem.
If you say steak fries or potato wedges, those are not French fries.
Okay, there's an argument there. It takes a long time to cook them. It takes a long time to cook them, but I'm more of a I would say I'm probably more of a shoestring fry kind of guy.
Really?
Not the shoestring, the ones that McDonald's are those considered thinner fry?
Yeah,
they're not considered shoestring though. They're not considered shoestring.
Those are fries.
I will say this: if they're hot, I'll eat all fries. But when they get cold, I'm kind of out.
If they're
cold,
I eat them too.
And the thing is, I eat my fries first. Like, I'll eat them in the car. I eat McDonald's, I'll eat my fries first. And what I don't eat in the car, once I get after the Mac, the fries are over.
No,
I
eat the fries first.
But ain't nothing like a really good hot steak fry with a big old thing of ketchup.
No,
I had some fries yesterday with my son.
That's eating a baked potato, Tony. You're essentially eating a baked potato. You might as well put, like, sour cream on it.
Because potato wedges are called potato wedges. Steak fries are steak fries, right?
Yeah, steak fries are like a little heartier. They're a heartier fry.
It's a potato. Exactly.
Yeah, well, they're all potatoes.
It's like a baked potato here.
Well, no, the steak fry. Well, I'm not arguing with you, Wendy. First of all, I'm going to put that out there first.
But, very passionate about Friday. Yes, every time Friday comes along, this is my jam.
But Friday fries are the steak fries are a little thicker. Mm-hmm. They're almost like the McDonald's fries, but they're not cut. You know what I mean?
They're two
McDonald's fries fused together. That's what they are.
Yeah. You need a gallon of water to be able to eat them.
See, you just don't like. I like French fries.
Do you eat the nubs?
I love French fries.
Do you eat
fries.
The nubs, the black part, the part like
yes,
the
yes, those are the
I
best.
Have, yeah, I eat all that.
I have no problem. I'm with you.
McDonald's just sold the crusty things.
Just the nub parts?
Yeah. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this or when you woke up this morning and checked your social media. If you have a Twitter account, you may notice that you are down a few followers because, as expected, Twitter's elimination of locked user accounts, these are essentially the bot accounts, from public follower accounts has resulted in a decline for many users, including millions lost for the biggest celebrities, including Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, President Barack Obama, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga. One of the biggest losers themselves seems to have been Twitter's primary account at Twitter, which shed 7.5 million fake accounts to drop 12% on Thursday. me know, Katy Perry, she lost 1.5 million followers yesterday. President Trump lost 300,000, not surprising. Barack Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, and Taylor Swift lost around 2 million followers each. Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga lost 1.5 million followers.
When you thought that Donald Trump would have lost more, though? I mean, I'm seeing Barack Obama, I'm seeing former presidents lose 2, 3 million. Ellen DeGeneres lost
followers last night. I lost followers last night.
Twitter said that the average user would lose somewhere between 4 and 5 followers. You think that's true?
I lost about 700 last night.
Really?
I probably lost about a grand.
You've got a ton of followers.
And then Hugh lost
about a grand, 1,000.
1,000 followers yesterday. Yeah. So not a great day on social media if you're Twitter and you're counting on saying, hey, I have this many followers. Well, the Emmy nominees are out, and Game of Thrones leads the way with 22 nominations. This makes Hugh's heart happy because I know you're a giant Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah, but the problem is, Wendy, we didn't have a season this year. That's ridiculous. We got to wait till next year, and it's not right because we would have been geared up for Game of Thrones. We'd have had Game of Thrones already. We'd have been through it, and it would have been wonderful, and life would have been good, but we got to wait. Got to wait a little bit longer.
I still have never seen an episode.
I have not either.
Y'all need to stop with that. Game of Thrones is like the best TV ever, like in life.
I started watching some Power last night.
You did?
I did.
Did you like it?
Did you watch
the first season, or did you just watch it from this?
I watched whatever was online. I just pulled up Power and I found something. I started watching it. Next thing you know, I'm watching 17, 18 minutes in until I nodded off. It was good. I still think it should be called Powder, but not Power.
So you're lost, though, because Ghost is like that dude. But yeah. Okay. So who else is nominated, Wendy?
We have Saturday Night Live and Westworld are next. They have 21 nominations apiece. A show I've never heard of, The Handmaid's Tale, is close behind with 20 nominations.
A lot of people watch that.
Okay, but the biggest winner is probably Netflix itself, which officially is the new king of TV because they scored 112 nominations, which ended HBO's 17-year run as the most nominated network.
I tell you, when I get home outside of sports, because sports, I have the sports on, but it's Netflix, and I'm flicking through it because you know what it is? I like to binge watch, and a lot of people that I know, they like to binge watch shows. Like, Netflix has that game on lock because they will come in and they will give you the whole series, and you can watch it as much as you want, that you can sit down and watch it the whole weekend, or you can watch it as you come in at the end of the day. You don't have to wait a whole week to see what's going to happen. They have that thing on lock.
You're right. They get it. They get it.
They definitely get you.
It's like Facebook. You're sitting there for about an hour. Next thing you know, it's like walking out of a bar at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. Yes, it is. They got that on lock.
Well, the millennials, as Hugh calls them, are very upset this morning because the marketing team for the Montgomery Biscuits, which is the Tampa Bay Rays AA affiliate, must have missed the memo on millennials really owning social media and kind of being the new target demo for baseball, because on Wednesday, the team announced its upcoming Millennial Night promotion, which would include participation ribbons, napping,
nice,
selfie stations, and plenty of avocados. Not sure what the avocados have to do with anything.
Because
but
millennials like
avocados. Because we eat avocado toast and stuff.
You eat avocado toast, Wendy?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Do you like avocado toast, Hugh?
No, I like guacamole, though.
Hey,
do you like avocado?
I am not an avocado guy.
Oh.
I'm a condiment guy.
I like condiments.
I like some condiments. I'll get into some condiments. By the way, the Montgomery Biscuits, they get it. They did a promotion last year called Show Us Your Nuts Night, and it was Peanuts Night, where everyone that walked in the door got a free bag of nuts, and the Show Us Your Nuts, and it got out of control, man. It wasn't quite as close as Free Beer Night, but Show Us Your Nuts Night will never happen again down in Biscuit Land. I got news for you. They get it, though, man.
Wendy Adams, your thoughts?
Minor league baseball teams can get after it a little bit. I mean, they can get after it a little bit. They don't have to be, you know, so politically correct.
Well, the millennials from – well, I don't really know how to follow that up besides just retweets from millennials who are really upset
peanuts
about millennial night.
By the way, unsalted peanats should be illegal. You got to have salted peanuts, man.
You got a little bit of salted peanuts. Got to have salted peanuts.
All right, Wendy, thank you so much. There's your Wendy Zone.
Shout out to Atlanta United. Air Remedy came in this morning. Somebody just tweeted it.
Yes, 5:45.
Yes, you got it too. Yeah, it came in this morning. So shout out to Atlanta United fans and my man Brandon for giving me that tidbit of information.
Win-tastic rewards continues here at the racetrack at Ackworth. We're going to be throwing down here until about 10 o'clock this morning. The racetrack app is available for you. 1 in 3 chance to win up to 20 deals on food and drink items and free coffee this morning, small coffee. 34 home run derby winners, and 11 of those guys have this in common. We'll tell you what it is next here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.